So Ramchal is arguing that there are so many sources that the biggest tzaddikim, yet for very small things, are punished very harshly. Avram Avinu for Bama Eda, Avram Avinu making a covenant with the Avimelech, Yaakov with a sentence that he shouldn't say to Rachel, Yaakov for hiding Dina, Yosef, Lefisham Lesaramashkim, Yosef, he tells the butler, Kiyam Zchartani Itra, remember me when you are taken out of Egypt, when you are taken out of jail, I mean, he toasts for Loshtei Shanim, then he gets another 2 years in jail, Kamal Maram Zerchonim Levracha, and Yosef Atmal, Shachanat Asavim, believe Shusha Shalmakom, Yosef, who delayed the burial of his father and he embalmed him without a mitzvah from Hashem telling him to do so. Or Lefisha Shama Avdecha Avinu Vishatak, or when he heard his brothers saying, your servant, our father, he was quiet. Lamarkidisle, either this opinion or that opinion. The Gemara says that's why he died before all of his brothers in Masechet Yevamos. David HaMelech, he said, Zmiros Hayulichu Kecha. Because he called the words of Torah songs, he was punished and he forgot a law. And when it was time to bring the Aron up from the house of, I think it was Chiel or Yechiel, I forget the name. When it was the time to bring the Aron up to Yerushalayim, he put it in a wagon. And he forgot a basic mitzvah that the B'nei Kahas, B'katef Yiso, they have to carry everything on their shoulders. And then as a result, the Aron slipped off the wagon and Uzzah went to try to catch the Aron and Uzzah died. That's the Haftorah that we read on Shmini. So one small sin, because he said, Zmir Osayu Chokecha, he forgot the law, Shenichshal B'dvar Uzzah, V'nes Arva Simchaso, and he lost the joy. Michal, when she saw David, when he then did bring the Aron up the right way, with many karbanos, and he was dancing in front of the Aron, and he was wearing a robe, and his robe opened up, and his wife Michal looked through the window, and she said, what? Are you going to be kachad arikim, like one of the empty people, just, you know, wildly dancing, gyrating? That's not respectful, you're the king. So because of that sentence, shochichas David, she rebuked David, b'masharakat b'chutz lifnei Aron, because of the way he was dancing in front of the ark. Nansha, she was punished, and she never had a child. That's what the pasuk says. Chizkiyahu, a tough, very harsh. Chizkiyahu lefi sheherel sari melech bavel es beis Hashem. Chizkiyahu, because he showed the Babylonian emissaries all the treasures of the Beis Hamikdash. He showed the Kodesh HaKodashim. He showed the golden altar. So as a result, he was punished. And his descendants were enslaved to the Babylonians. And the Babylonians conquered Tzidkiyahu, etc. And there's so many other examples of this. The Gemara says, in the Masechet Chagiga, says Ramchal, Rabbi Yochanan ki avamati lahaykra v'bachi. When Rabbi Yochanan would get to this verse, he used to cry. The verse says that God says, v'karavti alechem l'mishpat, I'm going to come to judge you, and I myself am going to be a hurrying witness to testify against you for the big sins and the small sins. So the Rabbi Yochanan would cry, Evet Sheshokun Olav Kalos Kechamuros. A person whose master will punish him for the light sins as badly as the harsh sins. So Kana Yeshlo, does he have any hope?
Is Ramchal suggesting, because these are all punishments they've gotten in this world, is Ramchal suggesting that we'll also get punishments in this world? Mm. Or just kind of showing examples that we would understand?
I think it's more that it's examples of what we would understand. And the point is that you see that we have to try to get everything right, because the Almighty is demanding that it all get done right. Look at all these tzaddikim. And even though they were tzaddikim, he was demanding that this wasn't done right. So everything's got to be done right. You know. So that's what he's suggesting. This should be an inspiration for us. And now in the end of the chapter, he's saying, but, you know, this is problematic. I mean, you can't say that the more weighty things are punished as badly as the lighter things. Then what makes it more weighty and what makes the other one light? I mean, there's got to be a difference. And then at the end of the chapter, you'll ask, but we know that God does chesed, right? So how do we say that God's so exacting? Where's the attribute of chesed? So Ramchal starts first with this point. It can't be that there's the same punishment for severe things as for light things. God's fair. He gives us measure for measure. What the Gemara in Chagiga is trying to say is, "Shel inyan mishkal amaisim kach olos bekaf hakalos kmo achamuros, ki lo yashkichu achamuros esakalos, v'lo yalim adayin eno mehen klal, kasher lo yalim meachamuros, el al kulam yashkiach v'yivkach b'hashva achas lodun kol echad mehem u'lahanish acher kach al kol echad." The point is not to say that the same punishment one deserves for a severe sin we deserve for a light sin. That makes no sense. What makes this severe? What makes this light? The point is that light things are paid attention to. And the Almighty doesn't say, well, you know, he does a lot of good, so a mochel on this that he doesn't do. Or, well, he's done so many bad things, so this other bad thing, forget it. You know, he's done so many bad. Every little thing counts. They say a story that there was a fellow, sort of the beginning of the Haskalah movement, where a lot of Jews of Eastern Europe became into secular studies and they left religious observance. So there was a fellow who became a maskil, an educated Jew, and anti-observance. So he was once in front of the Gra. And he took an apple, he started eating the apple. So the Gra said, make a bracha. So he said, well, you know all the things I'm doing, Shabbos, Kashrus, you know, fighting yeshivos, fighting Torah, a bracha. So the Gra said, God's going to punish you for not making a bracha too. You know, that's going to be another sin. So he said, you know what, even that, he became a Baal Tshuva. He was so taken that even, that every little thing counts. He became a Baal Tshuva. He came back. So that's what the Mesilas Yesharim is arguing. The Mesilas Yesharim is saying it all counts. Every little detail counts, both on the good side and, you know, on the bad side also. That's the point. That's what Shlomo says. For all actions, God brings in judgment. God does not forget any small thing that's done. Any small good thing that's done is rewarded. And every small act which is bad also, God is going to make us fix it. And the point is just don't think that God ignores the small things. Elaklalu, that's why the Gemara says, Kalo Omra Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatrinu, anyone who thinks that God just lets things go, Yitvatru Ma'ohi, he deserves for his life to be let go. V'chein Amru, and that's also what they say, Im Omra L'chayet Zahara Chatei, if the evil urge tells you sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mochalucha, God will forgive it. Al Tishmalo, don't listen to him. V'zeh Davar Pashut Mevurar, this is clear, Kinei Kel Emes Hashem, God is a true God. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Hatsur, the rock, tamim pa'alo. His actions are perfect. Chol derach of mishpat. All of his ways are fair. Kel emunah, a faithful God. Vein avel, tzadik v'yashar hu. Ki kevin shakadosh baruch hu rotza b'mishpat. God wants justice. In ekachu avur al hamishpat. That's how he demands for justice. Hel emesayim in askus po menachova. Al Kain in Mishpat who wrote that Tzarach Shiten Lachalish Kedracha V'Chachim Alala B'Tachlis Adiktuk. If he wants justice, everybody has to get exactly what they deserve. Bein L'Tov, Bein L'Mutav, both for good and for things that we would like to be improved. V'Hainu, and that's what we say. Kel Amunah, the faithful God. Ein Avel, there's no evil with him. Tzadik V'Yashar Hu, he's totally righteous. Shapir Shuzal, as our sages say, L'Tzadikim L'Rashayim, to the wicked and to the righteous. Kikach Yamida, that's the way he acts. V'alakol Hudan, V'alakol Chet Humanish, V'en Lihim Aleit. Now, V'yim Tomar, now if you're going to ask me, if everything is so exacting, Em Kemina Sarachmim Lami Omedes, why do we say that God has an attribute of mercy? What does it mean he has an attribute of mercy? Every little sin gets punished. So where's the mercy? It's only justice. Kevin shall kol panim tzarech l'daktik b'din al kol davar. If he's exacting for everything, where's the attribute of mercy? Hatshuva, the answer is like this. V'adai mida sarachmim hi kiyumo shel olam. The attribute of mercy is what keeps the world going. Shelo haya omeid zulaso klal uklal. Without the attribute of mercy, there wouldn't be existence. V'afal pikein, and even though there's an attribute of mercy, ein mida sadin loka, there's still total fairness. The Zen, here's the way to understand it. If we would be actually the total letter of the law, number one, when we would sin, right away we should be punished. There should never be a lag, because here God told us, do X, I did Y, I should be punished right away. That's number one. Secondly, the gam sha'onesh atzmo yeh b'charon af. If I sin, that's very insulting. God said to do, let's say, Shabbos, and I'm not keeping Shabbos. That's a very big insult. It should anger him, and there should be a rage. It should be immediate, and also the punishment should be very excessive. K'roi l'misha mamre pi abori yizbarach shmo. Think about it. If somebody goes against a king, a leader, so normally the leaders get all angry, right? The CEOs of businesses, these big companies, they get all worked up. You don't want to be near them, right? They're all angry. How dare you go against my idea? You didn't do what I'm telling you to do. And here it's the Almighty Himself. So first of all, it should be immediate, as Adam said. It should be a very, very harsh punishment. And three, shelo yatikun lechet klal. Why should we ever get a second chance? Says Ramchal, kinei be'emes, eich yitakin ha'adam eis asher ibez v'achet k'mo k'mar ne'asa. Harei sheretzach adam es chavero, harei shenach. Eich yichol yitakin ha'adav razeh. Somebody kills somebody else. Can you fix it? The guy's dead. Somebody had an affair with a married woman. Marriage is wrecked. What can he do? Her relationship with her husband's never going to be the same. The husband's never going to think of her the same way. The guy who had the affair, who seduced her and had the affair with her, feels bad. Go to the husband, I'm sorry. What does that do? The husband is shattered. Somebody killed somebody else. So tells the orphans, I'm sorry I killed your father. What does it do? They don't have a father now. They're going to go through life without a father. What does it do? So Ramchal says, why should it ever be possible to fix what we did? If we did a sin against God, whatever the sin is, how can we fix it? So that's where you have the attribute of mercy. The attribute of mercy is to enable tshuva, that God says, no, you did tshuva, I'll let it go. Shouldn't make sense. That God says, I don't punish right away. Should punish right away. And that even when God punishes, it's far less than what a person deserves. So that's what he says here. Yuchal hasri ha-maisa ha-asim and ha-metzius. Can you take away an action that was done? Amnam, however, midas ha-rachamim hi ha-nosenes. It's through the attribute of mercy. Hefech ha-shlosh ha-dvarim shazacharnu. The opposite of these three things that we mentioned. In other words, God gives time for the sinner. He's not immediately punished after he sinned. Number two, the punishment is not total destruction. It doesn't wipe him out. And number three, that there's the option of tshuva. That God has gives us the option of tshuva with total compassion. That changing what I feel about something. I don't want to do that action anymore. I regret that I did it. It's as if the action is undone. Ka'akira samaisa. Shabiyos ha'shav makira scheto. Just that I recognize that it was sin. Umodebo, and I acknowledge that it was sin. Umisbonin al ra'aso, and I think about the sin. V'shavu mischaret olav harata gemura d'meikara, and I completely regret it. Like the regret for a vow, where I totally regret, and I desire I never did it, and I feel bad about it, real pain that I did such a thing. And that's already as if I don't have it at all. It's as if the action never happened, just like with the neder. And that's the amazing power of tshuva. That's what Ramchal says. So this is a very, very famous Ramchal. For his point is we should, you know, look at what we do. We should be careful with what we do. The stakes are very high. God cares about every action. That doesn't mean that God's not merciful. He is merciful. He gives us time. He gives us the option of tshuva. But he's very demanding. So there was a very great rabbi in Poland. Unfortunately, he was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, in July. We even know the date he was killed. It was July, I think, 3rd or 4th, 1941. Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Rav Elchanan Wasserman was a remarkable person. He was tall, imposing, very, very brilliant. And he was an amazing analyst of Torah. Very, very demanding man. He had a yeshiva in now it's Belarus. At the time it was Poland, called Baranovich. And when the war broke out, so all the yeshivos in Poland and in Baranovich, in Belarus, they ran to Vilna, to Lithuania, to be near Rav Chaim Moshe Grudzinski. So he was in Lithuania when the Nazis invaded Russia on June 22nd, 1941, when they invaded Russia. And 12 days later, when they went into Lithuania, 12 days after the invasion, they took out, I think it was several thousand Jews, maybe 10,000 Jews of Kovna, and the Lithuanians killed them with machine guns. Rav Elchanan Wasserman was one of those who was killed. He died, unfortunately, Al Kiddush Hashem. Rav Elchanan has a book called Kovei Tzaaros. It's the only book he wrote. It's a book on Masechet Yevamos. And in the back, he has a whole series of essays on how he thinks to study Jewish thought, to study Agadita, al derech hapshat. To study Agadita, like all the legends of the Gemara, but not as a drasha, but through the methodology of lamdas. So he says, what does Ramchal say here? Ramchal says that tshuva is not by right, it's by grace. Really, by right, if I did something, I killed somebody, chas v'shalom, or some other sin, I can't bring the guy back. So whatever my sin was, it was. I can't change the past. So how could tshuva work? That the past changes. But by God's grace, God sets the rules. He says, you know what? You don't want that action anymore. It's like a neder. You didn't want it. It's null and void. It never was. It's gone. It's all grace. So Rav Elchanan says, if it's all grace, it should only work for our benefit. You shouldn't have a parallel to tshuva for our detriment, for our loss, because that's not grace. But the Gemara says that there's something called tohe al harishonos, someone who regrets all the mitzvos that he did. Let's say somebody, you know, was amazing. He davened and he kept Shabbos and he learned Torah. And then, you know, unfortunately he has a difficulty in life. Something happens. He says, you know what? I regret that I did all those things. I wish I never did it all. I'm not doing it going further, and I'm upset that I did it. I regret that I did it. So the Rambam says, so he doesn't have those merits. He threw them all away. So anyway, how can you throw it away? Whatever was done is done. The only way you can change what was done is by God's grace, saying that your lack of wanting it means it no longer is attached to you. So that should only be for a sin. How could you have toal arishonos on for a mitzvah? You lose your mitzvah by saying, I don't want it anymore. But why? I did it. How could it be that it's lost? Must be that Ramchal is wrong. that really, in the way God makes things, your actions are only your actions as long as you want them to be your actions. If you don't want them to be your actions, you're now a different person. So you didn't do those actions. So that's why you, by right, can throw away mitzvos. And by right, you could throw away averos, because you don't want them anymore. It's not that by grace you throw away an avero. Because if changing the past is only by virtue of grace, then you shouldn't be able to let go of the past in regards to a mitzvah. And you know, we know the Gemara says you can't let go of the past in regards to a mitzvah. So it must be that tshuva is not by grace, but tshuva is by right. This is what Rabbi Chanan argues in Kovas Aras. And he writes that he brought it to his Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim said to resolve Ramchal, and maybe what Ramchal means, it doesn't sound like that. Maybe what he means to answer this question is based on the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says in Yuma that Reish Lakish says, tshuva is great, it turns your misdeeds into mistakes. Donos nas and lo kishkagos. The Gemara says, that's it? But he said even more. He said that if you do tshuvas, donos nas and lo kizachios, the sins become credits. Baruch Hashem, I was Machal Shabbos because that's a merit of mine that I was Machal Shabbos because it's caused me to keep Shabbos better, etc. I'm proud of the fact that I was Machal Shabbos once. The sin becomes a merit. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, how could it be a merit? Well, it depends. Tshuva me'ava, tshuva out of love, turns the sin into a merit. Tshuva me'yira, tshuva out of fear, just downgrades the sin from being deliberate to being by mistake. So the Chafetz Chaim said, even if Rabbi Elchanan is right, if I don't want something, that's not my act, because I don't want it anymore. That's why I can lose a mitzvah that I don't want anymore. But that can't transform the mitzvah into something different. I can lose it because I'm a new person. I can lose my Avera because I don't want the Avera. I'm a new person. But I can't turn the Avera into a credit, into a mitzvah. To turn the Avera into a mitzvah, that Tshuva Me'ava turns my sin into something I'm proud of, that's only because of God's chesed. But that I can let go of the sin just by changing my mind, maybe that's from Midas Hadin, from the attribute of justice. Anyway, this is what Rabbi Chanan says. Interesting ideas. All right, everyone should have a wonderful day. Happy Father's Day. Thank you.